Shanti. This is the Avyakta Murali of the 27th of May 1972. The title is Turn Your Back on Ravan and Remain Personally in Front of the Father. That is, turn your back on Ravan and remain personally in front of the Father. All of you who are sitting here, can the stage of all of you be called the elevated stage or the avyakt stage? Is everyone's stage at the present time avyakt, or is there someone who is even now stabilized in the corporeal stage? If anyone is sitting in the corporeal stage, he will not be able to celebrate the avyakt meeting or imbibe the avyakt words. So, are you stabilized in the avyakt stage? All those who are not, raise your hand. If you are stable in the avyakt stage at this time, if you are beyond the corporeal consciousness, then why are you beyond this consciousness? Why is everyone able to create the same avyakt stage? How is it created? Because of being in front of avyakt bat dada, the stage of all of you became avyakt. So, in the same way, if you constantly move along considering yourself to be personally in front of bat dada, what will your stage be? It will be avyakt, will it not? So, instead of constantly being personally in front of Bap Dada, why do you move along considering Bap Dada to be separated or distant from you? You relate or hear of the example of Sita. In front of whom did she constantly remain? She remained in front of Rama. To be personally in front does not just mean to be physically present, but you have to constantly remain personally in front of Bap Dada with your intellect. To be personally in front of Bap Dada means to be diverted from Ravan, that is, Maya. When you are personally in front of Maya, then the intellect is diverted away from the Father. So with the most loving relationship, you constantly have the experience of sitting in front of that one, eating with that one, moving along with, and having the constant company of that one. So, can you not constantly stay personally in front of Bap Dada? If you constantly stay in front of Bap Dada, you will constantly be able to have an avyakt stage. So why do you become distant? Do you still play these games of childhood? Some children are such that no matter how much the parents call them close to themselves, because of being mischievous, they go that much further away from the parents. So, is this good? By constantly considering yourself to be in front of Bap Dada, you will constantly experience yourself to be an almighty authority. No other almighty authority can attack you who has the almighty authority in front of you. An almighty authority can never be defeated. Nowadays, even those who have temporary authority are so powerful. So, those who have almighty authority are those who have all powers. Those who have temporary powers will bow their heads in front of those who have all powers. They will not attack you, but they will bow their heads in front of you. Instead of attacking you, they will salute you again and again. So, do you constantly take every step whilst considering yourself to be an almighty authority? To consider yourself to be an almighty authority means to constantly keep the company of the Almighty Father. Which authority do the people on the path of bhakti have today? That of the scriptures. They constantly have the scriptures in their intellect. Whatever task they perform, they will keep the scriptures in front of them. They will say, whatever actions we are performing are according to the scriptures. Those who have the authority of the scriptures constantly have the support of the scriptures in their intellect. That is, they have the scriptures in their intellect. They have the scriptures in front of them. And what do you have in front of you? You have the Almighty Father. When they perform any task, because they have the basis of the scriptures, they perform those actions considering them to be the truth. And no matter how much you try to move them away from the scriptures, they will never let go of their support. In any situation, they will constantly say that they are speaking on the authority of the scriptures, that the scriptures can never be false, and that whatever is in the scriptures is the truth. They have that much unshakable faith. In the same way, you are those who perform all tasks. In the same way, since all of you are the Almighty Authority, when you are those with the most elevated authority of all, how much intoxication should you have? So, you should speak with so much faith. And you also have to be fearless. When someone tries to defeat you in any way, will you be able to be defeated if you have as your basis fearlessness, faith, and intoxication? No. You will constantly be victorious. The reason for not being victorious is that one aspect of the three is lacking. That is why you are not able to be victorious. So check to what extent you have these three things in a practical way when taking every step. It is one thing to have total faith in the knowledge and the Father. But whenever you perform actions or speak words, you should have all these three qualifications. The aspect of the practical is a different matter. When you have these three things in your every action and every word, then your every word and every action will reveal the Almighty Authority. At present, people consider you to be ordinary. Their authority is the Almighty Father Himself. They do not have this experience as yet. They will have this experience when you do not perform any action or speak any word after letting go of this authority. By forgetting the authority, your actions become ordinary. So, all other people experience everything to be ordinary. They say, this is just like what other ordinary people are doing. What do those who come say as a result of this? They speak about your speciality, but together with this, they will also speak about that which is ordinary in you. They say that it is like this in other organizations also, that you are doing the same as other organizations. So, this is something ordinary, is it not? They find one or two things to be special, but you haven't yet reached the stage whereby they find every word and every action to be special and not comparable to others. How can any activity of the Almighty Authority be ordinary? There should be the difference of day and night between the authority of God and the authority of human souls. Do you experience the difference of day and night between your words and actions and those of other souls? The difference between day and night is so great that there is no need to explain to anyone that there is this difference. They automatically understand that that is the night and this is the day. So since you are those who perform every action on the basis of the Almighty authority, since you follow every direction, there should be the difference of day and night visible. There should be such a difference that they immediately understand that this is not an ordinary place, that your knowledge is not ordinary. Only when there is such an influence will you understand that you are revealing your authority. Just as the authority of the scriptures is visible in those who relate the scriptures, in the same way, authority should be revealed in your every word. This is the final stage, is it not? People should be able to recognize the authority from your words, your face, and your activity. In the world nowadays, when some officers of even a little position are engaged in a job, they show their work to be of such authority. They have that intoxication. They perform every task with that intoxication. So they are the ones who have authority of giving limited visions, but this is the alaukik imperishable authority. Acha. Namaste to the souls who keep the Father, who is such an authority, personally in front of them, as they move along. Om Shanti.